This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen, Joe Brazil behind the glass. We're hanging out with you until noon, and we're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. And at noon, we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and they will take you up to 4 o'clock, and that is when play-in action begins right here on ESPN 1320. We have the Miami Heat at the Atlanta Hawks, going right into the Dallas Mavericks at the Memphis Grizzlies. Both of those games will decide the 8 seeds in their respective conferences, and both of those games will decide which team will lose in 4 or 5 games in the first round.
And whether the Kings will have their draft pick or not.
And whether the Kings have their first-round pick or not in this year's draft. You were at Exit Pressers yesterday.
I was.
Last year, it felt like there was kind of an overarching theme. Was there an overarching theme to yesterday's press conferences? Like, did you get the idea? And I know that we may not have seen it necessarily in the answers, because even if this is not, I cannot state enough how much I'm making this up. If Domas gets up there and goes, let's say for a moment, Domas wants out. He's done with the Kings, doesn't want to be here anymore. He's not going to get up on the podium and be like, yeah, I don't want to be here anymore. That's just not how this works.
Nope.
Or it could be any player. It could be DeMar, Zach LaVine, or Keon Ellis, Keegan Murray. Doesn't matter. So they're not just going to get up there and say that. They're gonna answer questions. So I'm not asking about the answers. I want to know the vibe. Was the vibe as dour as it is out here?
No.
With us normies?
No. I would say the night before... you know, like the DeMar DeRozan talk in post game was pretty hard. It was hard.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, like, look, I've said this, but there are a lot of things that I don't love about watching DeMar DeRozan when he's on the basketball court. But he's always been a good dude. He's always been a pro's pro behind the scenes. And his realization that he had just finished his 16th season and that his time in the NBA is like approaching an end was hard to watch. And even when we talked about it the next day, you know, he even made the comment and he's like, you know, you guys as sports reporters, like you guys can keep doing this. You can do this for as long as you can. You know, there's nothing that stops you from
right.
you know, getting to keep doing what you're doing. He's like, but with us, there's only so much time we have as basketball players. Yeah. And he's like, a lot of the people I grew up idolizing, they didn't get 16 years, and they certainly didn't get 17 years, which is, you know, next year for him. And so just sort of that realization that, unfortunately, like, just to be real, is that DeMar DeRozan squandered a year of his career in Sacramento. He just did. He squandered a year that he thought that there was potential to for him to do good things here. And, you know, they talked about it before the season, getting to the Western Conference Finals and all that stuff, that's where they thought this team was. Well, this thing came undone. He's never been a part of a team where a coach gets fired midseason.
To be fair, I also kind of thought the Kings might be in that conversation.
Yeah, I think we all thought that they would be much better than what they were. Yeah. I don't think Western Conference Finals, but I certainly think that first, second round of the playoffs was on the table.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
It just didn't go that way, right? And so for him, like he said, I have no regrets, but you can say that and like he has regrets. Like you have to have regrets. Like I try to live my life with as few regrets as possible. But that doesn't mean that you don't like sit there and say, look, I think that they're, you know, like I could have gone somewhere else and had more success this season and still be playing. And I think that's why we get to games like the final game where he's looking around and like, man, you guys just don't have it. Like, what is going on? Why am I the only one out here playing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you get a moment where he shoots 26, 28 shots, whatever it was. Like, because he's trying his best to win. And it might not be the most conducive to winning, but that doesn't mean he's not trying.
Yeah, I want to, while we're just talking about this and DeMar DeRozan's season in general, I really want to make this very clear. Because somebody said something to me on the internet that really kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I just want to try and make this clear once again. What you just said is spot on. DeMar DeRozan was doing what he has always done to try to win games.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was not DeMar DeRozan, the player, in a vacuum. The problem was that DeMar DeRozan, the player, in a vacuum, did not fit with what the Kings roster was best at. What he does as a player to maximize himself and his team did not fit what the Kings needed from that player to maximize the rest of them.
Yeah.
It's not a DeMar DeRozan problem. It's a fit problem. And the fit didn't work.
No, I totally agree with everything you said.
I know that's not it, right. And I know that's separate from what you're talking about. I just wanted to take this opportunity to once again, like, DeMar DeRozan is an incredible player.
Yep. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
1,000%. It didn't jibe with what was best for the Kings.
He was the wrong player to sign.
Yes.
And like we can talk about, like, you know, RIP Rory, like the Kings getting hard capped by trading for him and everything else that happened there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it didn't work and it hurt you. And you should have seen that it hurt you. And not only that, but it slowed the progress of Keegan Murray. It like made De'Aaron Fox less effective as a player. Mm-hmm. And realistically, it's not that he doesn't like DeMar, but the play style is one of the reasons he didn't want to be here anymore. Like, yeah. I don't want to be in a play style where all of a sudden, like, we're an ISO team. That's not what I signed up for. That's not who we are. And so, like, there are a lot of things that happen with that signing that just, and that's why it's such a delicate balance between, like, going out there and trying to find talent, but also trying to find, you know, the best player available versus fit, you know? And in this scenario specifically, the Kings would have been better off like chasing like 8 different guys that are much worse basketball players than DeMar DeRozan than they were chasing him. But when you got your owner wanting to have a walkout of DeMar DeRozan at Golden 1 Center during the California Classic and is putting all this pressure to close the deal, and that's so you can literally do a walkout and have him sit courtside at the California Classic, like, that means your system is broke.
Mm-hmm.
You should have, and again, that's why.
It's not a basketball decision.
Well, it's not. It's not a basketball, and that's why as a general manager, you have to say no so often to people above you, and you have to hold a hard line and say, I'm not doing that. And unfortunately, we learn here the hard way. And again, it's not about DeMar DeRozan. It's about the Kings choosing a player that did not make any sense for their roster one iota.
Right, and they didn't, and because they can't, they couldn't bring in DeMar DeRozan and say, okay, now we're going to surround him with the right pieces.
Yep.
It was square peg, round hole.
3 years.
If DeMar DeRozan went and played for the Rockets, a team that really struggles to score in the half court, and can surround him with Amen Thompson and Tari Eason and Jabari Smith Jr. and Alperen Şengün and Steven Adams and all these dudes that just have this defensive presence, right?
Yep.
Cool. It wasn't. That's not the Kings.
Nope.
And again, that's not blaming DeMar. It's not blaming the Kings had their own problems. It's not blaming the Kings roster. It's not blaming DeMar. It's just like, so I just wanted to make that really clear in case we don't get to talk about DeMar DeRozan anymore.
Yeah, that and like, look, when you sit here and you talk about for 3 years the Kings needing length and athleticism, and length and athleticism at the three and the four, that is like, it's something I have said 1,000 times. Every other team that beats the Kings has that exact thing, and you do not address that need. Not only did you not address that need, you brought in a 6'6", 35-year-old small forward who hasn't been known for his defensive acumen in 5 years. Like, it was the absolute counter player to what they needed. You have a flow offense, you bring in an ISO player. Mm-hmm. You need more three-point shooting, you bring in a guy who averages 2.4 three-point attempts for the last 5 years.
Yep.
Like, everything that you did that you put into that specific player, mm-hmm. You literally would not make that trade in 2K. If you're looking to build your roster and you see all of the attributes that you want from a player, mm-hmm. they are not DeMar DeRozan. They are actually, every one of his attributes are counter to what you needed as a franchise. And again, it's not about him. It's about you making that decision to bring him in.
A good example of this, the other way, is the Clippers with Paul George. A little bit different circumstance, so try and follow me here. The Clippers went, hey, we can max out Paul George, or we can let him walk. Mm-hmm. And let him walk. They said, we don't want to do this anymore. You're going to be gone. And instead, that opened the door for James Harden to just be James Harden.
Yep.
Whether you like him or not, the best version of James Harden is one where the offense revolves around him. And he had a very good year this year. That opens the door to bring in a Derrick Jones Jr., and gives him a role. It opens the door to bring in a guy like Chris Dunn, and it gives him a role. Amir Coffey's going to have a defined role. Norman Powell will have a defined role. It's not, Paul George is going to take up this oxygen now because he's Paul George and he needs the ball. It's like, no, everything kind of falls into place. And so the Clippers brought in worse players. Chris Dunn, a worse player than Paul George. I know, yep. Paul George had the injury stuff and wasn't great this year, but going into the year, Chris Dunn, worse. Derrick Jones Jr., worse. More than James Harden doesn't sound great, but man, it was really effective this year.
Yeah.
And the pieces just fit together. Ivica Zubats was sensational this year, working in the pick and roll with James Harden and benefiting from a James Harden centric offense. So man, that was an example that really jumped out to me.
Nope.
Dude, if you put Paul George on the Clippers instead of Derrick Jones Jr., the Clippers aren't the 5 seed right now. They're not winning 50 games.
No, not at all. Yeah, and so here's the point, like, to drive home your point. James Harden last year averaged, last year James Harden averaged 16.6 points per game. This year, 22.8. He went up 6.2 points per game. I'm not done. This is what's crazy. Norman Powell finished the season at 21.8. Last season, Norman Powell averaged 13.9 points per game.
Man.
So his points per game went up 7.9. Still not done. Where is he? Ivica Zubats, 16.8 points this year. Last year, 11.7, went up 5.1 points per game.
Man.
You took out one piece that averaged 23, 24 points per game. Mm-hmm. Those shots got distributed to other players. Everyone got better. That is why people who want to give up on Keegan Murray should shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
You put one player that, by just his presence, mm-hmm. made the players around him worse. And that's not to blame DeMar DeRozan, but it made the players around him worse.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that player out, I think the Kings could have Keon Ellis take a jump like that. I think Keegan Murray can take that jump. I think all those people that want Domantas Sabonis average more than 19 points per game, mm-hmm. that would have been possible. Like, mm-hmm. there would have been more shots, more opportunities for others.
Hmm. I have a lot of takes on this. I can't give you them right now because we have things to do. One of those things is this awesome underdog lineup I built tonight. Yeah, dude. I stayed away. I did not stay away from the Western Conference game, but I've got a four-player lineup tonight. It's Underdog Daily Fantasy. Pick higher or lower with their pick'em game. You pick higher or lower on at least two-player stats. You can win up to 1,000 times your money. Excuse me, your entry. They've got this profit boost token going for the NBA playoffs. Not the play-in, the playoffs. So you start off a playoff series by using your game one profit boost token that they'll give you. 40% profit boost. So if your lineup is going to win you $100, now it's going to win you $140. Game two, you get a 50% profit boost token, all the way up to 100% profit boost token for game seven. So if you have a game seven lineup that is going to win you $100, your profit boost token will make it $200. They're doing that for you for free. You don't have to pay extra money. You don't have to do anything. That is what Underdog's doing for the NBA playoffs. Here's my lineup for tonight with the play-in. Good first lineup. If you're not signed up for Underdog yet, do so. Promo code KYLEM, K-Y-L-E-M. Here's the lineup. Write this down. Tyler Hero, higher than 26.5 points. He cooked against the Chicago Bulls. I don't trust the Atlanta Hawks to play much defense. Trae Young, lower than 11.5 assists. The Hawks are not good. Trae Young is an individual force, is amazing. The way he was ejected from last game, maybe he locks in and has an awesome night. But if he does that, I think he's going to be scoring the basketball. I don't think he's going to dish out 12 assists. So I'm going lower than 11.5 assists. Alec Burks, 5.5 points. I'm going higher. I need Alec Burks to knock down two threes. I feel good about that because every time I watch Alec Burks, he steps on the floor and lights it up.
Unless he's in a Sacramento Kings jersey when he was horrible. Outside of that, yes.
Kings and Warriors legend Alec Burks. I'm going higher than 5.5 points. And then Max Christie for the Dallas Mavericks in the West. This number feels like a trap, but I fell into it. Higher than 3.5 points.
Oh.
That feels exceedingly low to me.
Yes.
Which, typically, when I tell you that, like, man, that number feels low, then go low. Because that's what they want, but man, I'm going higher. I need Max Christie to get me 4 points. I need two buckets out of Max Christie. Or two buckets, or one bucket and two free throws out of Max Christie. That's all I need tonight. Need to cook. Max.
I'm here for it.
Download the Underdog app and sign up with promo code KYLEM, K-Y-L-E-M, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code KYLEM, K-Y-L-E-M. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento sports leader.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Welcome back into the Insiders. I'm James Hamm. Kyle Madsen will be back in just a moment. There's Kyle Madsen walking in the door right now. We're back, Kyle. We're back.
Yeah, we are. Hey, Joe, do the thing again. Sorry. No, I'm joking.
We are, of course, brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Nice.
Hello.
No, you're crushing it. Keep going. Oh. I ran into Damian And I was chit-chatting with Damien because I thought my mental clock was off. That's it.
That's all right. We're good.
Rookie mistake
for
me.
Back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Oh,
on ESPN 1320.
Huh.
Nice, Joe.
Look at that. We did not know Joe had that in him.
I had no idea. That's his radio voice, his broadcast voice.
I would have just done it in Keegan Murray voice.
You do we glossed over it the other day. You do a very good Keegan. You have a very good Keegan impression in your bag.
I try to do a good version of Keegan. I just go out there and do the best I can. And, you know, at the end of the day, try to give effort.
If it was like, because you're not an introvert, if your voice was 25%, if the impression was 25% more introverted, I think you would nail it.
Oh yeah, I'm not an introvert.
You're projecting a little too much, but other than that, dude, it is a very, very good Keegan.
That's funny.
Anyways, we were talking a little bit about the NBA playoffs today and the play-in, and we'll get to the postseason, we'll get to the predictions, but you brought up Keegan Murray specifically, and then Domas, and the impact this season might have had on them, and the impact of having DeMar DeRozan on the team, and just kind of the singular offensive force that he is, and how much that affected them. I'll buy that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But my concern with Keegan started before this year. And again, this is not, we talked about this yesterday. Keegan is not a bad player. That is not my thought. My concern is that we have to drop Keegan's ceiling pretty dramatically. But it sounds like you're not there, and that the potential exit of DeMar DeRozan in the offseason will put Keegan back on track where his ceiling is this dynamic all-star two-way player. I would love to see that. I am a big Keegan guy. I would love to see that. But for me right now, the ceiling's just been lowered pretty significantly toward, okay, you starter on a title team. If he's eventually on a title team, I think he could start. He'd be an awesome defensive player. Some of the stuff he did defensively this year was outstanding. But what we believed of Keegan offensively was, man, we're talking last year, going into last year, man, he can get him up to 18, 19. He hit a couple more threes a game. He's up to 20 a night. And that's just in year two. And let's watch this ascension. The ascension hasn't happened. And when you're coming off your third season and you're 24 years old.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing, just based on what I've seen, that ascension is still coming.
Okay. So here would be my rebuttal.
Please.
Like, first of all, young player, you know, again, we've talked about this in the past, like, not just a young player, but a player who's still growing into his body and everything else, mm-hmm. right? I think, number one, he's taken incredible ascension as a defensive player. So mm-hmm. he's shown the ability to improve as a basketball player without any question, mm-hmm. right? It's just it hasn't been on the offensive end.
Right.
And that's where things have gotten stagnant. He was a better rebounder this year than he was the year before.
Yep.
His three-point shot came around as the season went on, but again, kind of a weird year overall. And I'm going to blame a lot of his shooting numbers, his three-point shooting numbers, on the fact that opportunities just weren't there. Like, he shot, like, basically 1.9 shots less per game this year than he did the previous year.
Shots or threes?
Shots overall. I mean, this is a player that, you know, 2 years ago, last year, averaged 15.2 points per game. Mm-hmm. His natural ascension should have had him at 18 points per game this year.
Mm-hmm.
But then you brought in a guy who shoots 17 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to recover for Keegan Murray from that. Right. Like, all of the shots, we look and say, okay, who's going to give up shots? It ended up being players that you didn't expect to give up shots. Like, Keegan Murray didn't have shots to give up. Him at 13 shots per game, 12.8 shots per game, were the right amount of shots. But you brought in a guy in DeMar who averaged 17 shots a game versus a guy in Harrison Barnes who averaged, I think it was 9.8 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, seven shots per game just disappeared. Mm-hmm. And the rest of these guys, you know, again, Domantas Sabonis shot right around 12.8 shots per game. I would like to see him take an extra 1.2 shots per game, be at 14. Mm-hmm. You know, is this per 36? Oh, no, this is per game this season. Yeah, I mean, Keegan Murray at 10.8 shots per game, that's ridiculous.
That is two full shots per game less than last year.
Yeah, that just is not okay. That's not how this season should have gone. Yeah. And you can say, hey, he's got to demand the ball more. It's like, how are you going to demand the ball more when you're playing, we keep talking about this, an all-star point guard in De'Aaron Fox that turns into a two-time all-star in Zach LaVine, Hall of Famer at the three, a potential future Hall of Famer at the five, All-NBA two times in a row, and then Malik Monk, who's got the biggest personality out of all of them. Like, how, as Keegan Murray, are you going to demand? And we can talk about the introvert thing and all that, but at the same time, he was trying to be a good teammate and trying to do what he thought was best for the team and being a team player. Okay. And what he doesn't understand is what's best for the team is for him to shoot the damn ball more.
So I think that's what I'm getting at. I don't know that there's a version of the Kings that's ever going to be one where Keegan Murray's like, okay, cool, I'm going to take 15, 16 shots a game. Because I think you're right. I think he is trying to fit it. Somebody in the chatty house brought this up, and I think this might be where we're diverging toward. We would bring up the Nuggets a lot, right? Because the bones were vaguely there. Okay, can Domas be a close enough facsimile of Jokic? Where, okay, maybe the bar for the players around him has to be a little higher from just a scoring perspective, but, you know, that same kind of idea where everything runs through him. Okay, who's the Aaron Gordon? Who's the Michael Porter Jr.? We thought Keegan might be the Michael Porter Jr. That scorer, that shooter, that, man, you got it. Maybe he is just the Aaron Gordon, and I lost the chat. Somebody mentioned Aaron Gordon.
For me, that's totally fine. And, I've said that a bunch of times. Right. He's so more Aaron Gordon than he is Michael Porter
Jr. That's my thought on Keegan is not, oh, he's not Michael Porter Jr. He might just be Peyton Watson. Like, no, I don't think he's that. I think that his role is different. Like, maybe he is just the Aaron Gordon in this version of, he's a better 3-point shooting Aaron Gordon. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it is that. Maybe that's what it is. But that's what I'm saying is, I think what we're getting from Keegan Murray is no longer, all right, hey, we're just waiting for the ascension until he's like a number two, maybe number three, but a really good number three scorer. Maybe it's no. He's going to be defense, rebounding. He's going to knock down some threes, which is not a bad, like I said, that's not a bad thing. If he's Nick Batum, Nick Batum's been in the league for 50 freaking years, and he's a contributor on a team that's the number five seed in the West right now at 150 games.
Yep.
That is not a knock. It's just, okay, maybe it's less. We were talking Kawhi after when we saw his defense in year two. Like, oh man, could this be? Is that the ceiling? Like,
yeah.
No, maybe it's not.
I don't. All. Yeah. Okay. So, like, and I'll pull something from the chat here. Odyssey Fryer says, "But what's the solution for Keegan taking all the good players off the floor?" No, that's not the solution. The solution is to have the right mix of players on the floor. Like, if you want Keegan Murray to be your third best scorer and your third option on offense, then you have to find defensive-minded 3-and-D guys at the 2 and the 3 or the 1 and the 3 or the 1 and the 4 and let Keegan move back to the 3. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to do if that's how you want to design your team. Mm-hmm. You have to do what – you have to allow him to elevate his game. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, what if he doesn't do it? Well, then you cross that bridge when you get there. But Keegan was very clear yesterday. Like, he thought he had a very successful season. He thought, you know, like, defensively, he took such a leap where he can now defend 1 through 5. And he said he doesn't like defending fives all the time.
Sure.
But he feels comfortable defending 1 through 5, and he thinks he's one of the few players in the league who can do that. I agree with him. Mm-hmm. And he said, as an offensive player, maybe it's next year, maybe it's a year after, but there will be a point where I get to do the stuff that I can do on offense. He's just being a good teammate. He's being too good of a teammate. And the answer, like good players is like a way to call, you know, again, we can say that DeMar DeRozan is a good player. Zach LaVine is a good player. Malik Monk is a good player. You know, keep adding him up. Domantas Sabonis is a good player. De'Aaron Fox is a good player. All those guys are good players. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying take them off the court. what you have to do when you're building a team is you have to build a team correctly. Mm-hmm. Like, look at what OKC did. They went out this offseason. Did they go get a DeMar DeRozan? Did they go get a Kyle Kuzma? Did they go get a 20-point per game or 25-point per game score? No, they got a center who doesn't score at all, and they've got they brought in a point guard in Alex Caruso, a point or two, that doesn't score at all. They're just great defensively, and they complement the players around them. Mm-hmm. The natural progression for that team is for Jalen Williams and for Chet Holmgren to continue to get better and better until they are the pillars with Shea. Everyone else around them are role players that support the three guys that have the potential to be stars. That is just basic basketball 101. You don't go out and get 5 or 6 20-point per game scorers and think you're going to win everything. It never works. You have to have not just role players, but high-end role players. OKC just one after another role player. When one role player gets injured or is having a bad shooting night, another one steps in.
It's insane.
They're all just random dudes who know what to do and know their role. Mm-hmm. And the Kings refuse to find good role players. And when they do, they jack them around like Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're talking about.
So I guess, okay. So we can go this direction then. The problem the Kings have, and this is where I don't think I agree with it, but where I'll hear the argument from people who are like, gotta tear it down. I'll hear the argument because I think the Kings are in that kind of liminal space between bottom dweller and contender where they're not going either direction. And I think they have like some of those role players in place that you're talking about, but you just talked about pillars. The Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Nikola Jokic, the Steph Curry, the Luka Doncic.
Yep.
Those foundational, okay, this is the guy we're building around. I don't know that the Kings have that.
Well, I certainly, like, Keegan Murray can be the third leg of a trio. He's not going to be a number one.
Right, yeah.
Which is why, heaven forbid, you don't trade your 27-year-old all-star level point guard averaging 26 points a game because you can build around him. The problem is that the Kings didn't do the smart thing and build around the basic Domantas Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, Keegan Murray trio.
That's it.
That's the problem.
That's why this is so dire, because they had it and they smoked it.
They didn't see it for whatever reason.
That trio with the right players around it, because I know people have their De'Aaron Fox thoughts, and I know that people, there are a lot of people who are now out on De'Aaron Fox. Think he was never going to be that guy and this and that. But man, coming out of that playoff series in 22-23 where Zach Lowe, one of the brightest basketball people out there, said on his podcast the other day, yeah, if De'Aaron Fox didn't hurt his finger, the Kings win that series. That's where De'Aaron Fox, he was the dude.
He was the best player on the floor.
He was going to knock off the defending champs.
He was the best player on the floor.
He was the best player on the floor.
That included Steph Curry.
Yes.
Until he broke his finger.
Yes. That is how that series is going. That's where the thought was on De'Aaron Fox. Again, we're rewinding a couple of years. I know things have since changed and people's minds have changed. I got it. But we're rewinding to 22-23.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you have Keegan Murray, who just set the rookie record for made threes, and you drafted him because you think he has the tools to be an awesome defender.
Fourth overall.
He was going to be that dude. And so you had to look at that player and go, he just made that many threes at that clip, 41.1%. And we think he has upside as a defender. Great. Okay, that's a pillar. Domantas Sabonis was averaging damn near a triple-double, and he's leading the league in rebounds, and he's the hub of your offense. Cool, that's two. And De'Aaron Fox was a bona fide star at that point. It might still be. They did it. They did what we would. When I said, do they have the pillars right now? And it's like, man, I don't know. They had it. And that's why this is so distressing.
Yeah.
Because it is not easy. Like, we all know here in Sacramento how long it took them to get there. It is so difficult to find those pieces. You don't just run into franchise pillars every day.
Well, and Kyle, even if you think that LaVine is one of those pillars, and like, that's fine.
He's 30!
But if you're going to build a team around LaVine, Sabonis, and it's got to be Keegan Murray, and that's okay, but it's so much easier to build around a star point guard than it is a star shooting guard.
Yes.
Because now you have the guy who's distributing. Now what they have to do is they have to go find
Chris Dunn
or Mike Connolly.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to go find the other guy they can stabilize. And
player like that. It doesn't have to be 40-year-old Mike Connolly.
No, but that's what they have to find. They have to find that guy that can stabilize, but mm-hmm. is a complementary piece to the other people. And people are like, oh, you're comparing SGA to Keegan Murray. No, I'm not saying he's SGA.
No.
You had that. That was De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm comparing him to what Chet Holmgren will bring or what Jalen Williams can bring.
It's also not apples to apples. Every team's going to be different.
Yeah, every team's going to be different because every player is a little bit different mm-hmm. than the other. But
and the runway now is just shorter. You got older. If it's Keegan Murray and Domantas Sabonis and Zach LaVine, all right.
They have two guys that are 23 years of age and nobody younger than that. And those guys will be 24 next season.
Yeah.
They do not have any youth on this team at all.
It is a steep mountain to climb.
Yep.
And we'll follow it and we'll watch and we'll talk about it. And I hope they do the right stuff because it's so much more fun talking about playoff games than this.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta tell you. I know you all agree with me. Anyways, we got the handoff coming up. We'll get some predictions. I think it's KC today. Get predictions. Eastern Conference, Western Conference. Who wins each round? Who wins the NBA championship? We'll do that next because this is a radio program and it's playoff series and we have to do predictions. That's mandated by Mr. Radio. So that's what we're going to do next. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2. Sacramento's sports leader. Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, Steven Castaneda, thanks for the reminder. We have a pro football draft watch party coming up at Cache Creek next Thursday. Yeah, pull up to Cache Creek. We'll be in the YOLO room from 4 to 5. 4 to 5 p.m. We're doing a one-hour live show.
Mm-hmm.
Me, James, Joe Brazil will be out there.
I'm free now.
Charlie will be out there. The Kings will not have a game because they were going to have a game. If they played Oklahoma City, if they won on Wednesday and won tonight, they were going to have a game that Thursday.
Yep.
But James and I will be there. We're doing a one-hour show in the YOLO room. Small, like, conference room. Beautiful, but just a smaller, kind of intimate space. We're going to hang out. We're going to talk for an hour about the NFL draft. And then we're going to go watch the NFL draft in the Elevate Lounge. Good food, good drinks, a lot of TVs, good vibes. The casino, Michael play afterwards.
Yeah.
It'll be a good night. I'm really excited to come hang out.
it's gonna be fun.
We're just vibing.
Yeah, we're gonna go
super
have some
informal.
Fun,
we're gonna go have a good time.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. Steven Castaneda wants you to pick him up on the way. I'm sure he's got a bottle of Patron to hook you up with in exchange. You guys can hash that out.
Uh oh.
But yeah, no, we were talking about the whole roster building thing, and it felt like they brought in Chris Duarte, right? Which again, going into rewinding, before we knew that Chris Duarte just fouled everybody all the time, before we knew that Chris Duarte played basketball with a bag of hammers, I love the idea because I liked him coming out of Oregon, 3-and-D guy, older guy, had a nice rookie season with the Pacers, and I know he had the injury stuff, but you went, oh, this is the kind of player that can help. Knocks down threes, plays some good defense. I like this idea. And then that didn't work, and it was like they went, oh, no. Well, we're not doing that anymore.
But Kyle, it was from the first days that he took over the team, when Monty McNair first took over the team, there was so little activity. You remember the first offseason, which is the truncated, like, coming out of the bubble, mm-hmm. like that
weird
season.
Weird offseason, for sure.
But you know, he let Bogdan Bogdanovic go. He let Alex Len go, which actually mattered at that point because Alex Len had been really good. Mm-hmm. He let Kent Bazemore go.
Oh.
And he went into the season and said his two free agent acquisitions were Hassan Whiteside and Glenn Robinson III.
Now Warriors legend.
Right? So we had that moment where it's like, okay, this is year one. It's okay. What we didn't realize is that he wanted to play on the fringe so much that the fringe became like beyond fringe. I mean, going into a trade deadline where you have a winning team and a chance not just to win the West, but to actually make noise, to actually be a shocking team that comes out of the Western Conference and has a shot. Mm-hmm. Instead of that, you get to the trade deadline and he trades for Kessler Edwards. And in that deal, he got $2 million and a second round pick. All you were doing was relieving the Nets of money. Mm-hmm. And instead of actually going out and trying to improve your team, you did nothing. You did nothing, and you did nothing the next offseason. You did nothing the next trade deadline, where the only thing you did was go out and pick up a Lopez brother. That's it.
Sort of.
And then wave him.
It's time now for the handoff. Taking the handoff from James and Kyle today, here's KC, Kenny Caraway.
There he is.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, man.
And I'm glad we're talking about this, because I came in to the studio on the drive in, and so I'm gonna give these guys the opportunity. You know, I tap into the insiders every morning,
which we appreciate immensely,
especially on ESPN 13 on the radio.
Well, on the radio, yeah, ESPN 13, yeah, for sure. Oh, and I was like, man, there's a couple things they talking about that I'm just sitting here and I'm talking back to the phone because I'm on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm talking back to the phone. I'm like, we could either have fun or we could choose violence.
Oh.
And the decision is yours.
Violence!
Violence, always.
And then, we'll do
NBA predictions.
Let's go. So, I'm glad you guys are talking the way you're talking now. Because I know I come off as this Vivek apologist, and I'm not. He's created a ton of problems himself.
Mm-hmm.
He created a ton of problems. But this is how I see the whole thing about let the basketball people do basketball things.
Mm-hmm.
You forced him to go get Zach LaVine and all this other stuff. You laid it out. I gave you 3 years to be the basketball person you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You, and I think Monty McNair actually did more good than people give him credit for. I've kind of defended him. But when you lay a lot of stuff out, you were awful.
Yeah, he was done. He was done.
And now we got to the point where you said, I wanted Zach LaVine last trade deadline. And Monty won. Monty said, no, it'll ruin the cap. Don't get it. It got us nowhere. We didn't get into the playoffs. You were wrong, basketball person. You were wrong. Now, I'm tired of listening to you. Go get Zach LaVine. I'm not saying it's right, but I can say I understand. I listened to you for 2 years.
That's fair.
As a basketball person. And you got me nowhere. If anything, we regressed. The guy I've been trying to get for 4 years, and you told me no, 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 and I fell back. Is this correct? I wanted him. Monty didn't. At Vivek, I fell back. I did not force your hand. And you were dead wrong. Now, your ass done blown up this whole thing with Mike Brown, De'Aaron Fox, and all this other stuff. Go get the guy I want. Go get the guy I want. I'm sick of listening to you. And I think that is Vivek's issue more than constant meddling. Or constant making people a puppet. It's his impatience when things go wrong. Some would say he don't deserve money. Don't deserve no patience. After what we saw for 2 years, you didn't do nothing in that offseason. You couldn't get Siakam or OG Anunoby or anybody. You chose not to trade Keegan Murray, which I was in agreement at the time. But you were wrong. The history showed you were wrong.
Yeah.
You should have traded him to get one of those guys. You Kevin Herter. What I was looking back at the trade today. This whole first round protection, it's awful. It's awful. That's done as much damage as anything to this franchise. If you had to trade a first round pick for him, which sure, whatever, just give him the pick outright. Give him the 2024 pick outright. This whole protection thing has just done as much as Zach LaVine or a draft pick or anything to ruin the future of this team. Monty, I can make the argument, was awful. And we get down to the end. And I say, bro, I'm not listening to you no more. Go get Zach LaVine, like I said 2 years ago. And then with that, unless you're telling me Vivek said, I'm going to orchestrate this deal and I want LaVine, I want this pick, the mandate seemed to be go get Zach LaVine. Whatever else you got to do at that point, do what you got to do. Why couldn't you get better picks? Why couldn't you get a Keldon Johnson? Like, mm-hmm. even that pick, he fumbled.
Oh, yeah.
He did an awful job every way around. So, once again, I guess it does come off like I'm defending the Vivek. But let's be mm-hmm. real. I gave you 2 years as a basketball person to do basketball things, and you got me nowhere.
Yeah, I think there's, if I can, there's two things here. Monty stinks. Like, there's no, we've been talking on this program about Monty McNair being needed to go for months. The Vivek angle of this is much less about, I can't believe Vivek stepped in to go get Zach LaVine. Mm. It's less about that and more that he just doesn't, we're 13 years into this?
Yeah.
13? We're a decade and a half into this. At some point, like, he's the one making the calls on who gets hired, who doesn't, and bad organizations always start at the top. And that's why Vivek comes up. I don't think that he was the one all 3 years of Monty going, okay, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this.
Yeah.
I do think Monty made a lot of mistakes. He wasn't good. Couldn't agree more. I think Vivek stepping in and saying, go get the guy I want, is still a mistake.
I would tie
it to this, too. I would say I think there is a point where they followed the basketball people and re-signed Mike Brown. Vivek, he wanted to fire Mike Brown after day one. The game one, you could go back and look at the video that Matt George posted
of
Vivek with his hands and his daughter sitting next to him, consoling him after the entire arena's empty, and he's sitting there like after the game, like, oh my gosh, we're going to be bad. He broke somewhere along the way, and then it was like, okay, I'm done. Fire Mike Brown. I don't care anymore. I'm done. Fire Mike Brown. And they're like, okay. So they fired Mike Brown, and then that spun everything out of control. Mm-hmm. Go get me Zach LaVine. And that's where it's like, hey, look, you're still a basketball person. If you're Monty McNair and you're not comfortable with all that stuff, that's on your resume. Mm-hmm. Everything that we're talking about that he didn't do is on his resume. Everything that he did on the way out the door is now on his resume. And it's just really, really tough. And I don't blame Vivek. I agree. Like, there's a point where he got frustrated and said, hey, I'm done dealing with it this way. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that what he did was right. Like, firing Mike Brown, like, whether that was the moment to do it or not, you should have supported Mike Brown during the summer, getting him the pieces that he needed to be better. And at some point, when you got to the point where you're going to fire him, okay, you had to understand what the repercussions were. And I think they did. But at the same time, like, man, what a mess.
That's it. That, and we'll talk about that on D-Lo and Casey. I'm glad you brought that up because that's what I'm talking about.
At 30
Jesse,
seconds.
Jesse said a couple weeks ago, and it looks like he was right, they should have made the decision with Mike Brown and De'Aaron Fox in the summer.
Yes.
And whoever's decision it was to bring him back was wrong. And you said it was Vivek who wanted to move on and the front office brought him back. They were dead wrong, and that's where everything started. That is the beginning of all of this mess.
My response would be it wasn't that moment. It was the moment after that when they decided to trade for DeMar DeRozan, because that is what spun the actual basketball on the court out of control.
More deals he couldn't get done, so they went to DeRozan. That was not the first choice.
Nope.
And he couldn't get deals done.
Nope.
KC's choosing violence today. D'Lo and KC coming up next. They're going to take you up to 4 o'clock, right up to the play-in games, beginning with the Miami Heat and Atlanta Hawks. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 1320. But don't touch that dial. D'Lo and KC next. For James Hammond, Joe Brazil, I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders. Back Monday at 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Theater. Have a fun and safe weekend. Drink water. Be nice to people. See ya!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.